Jason, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Jason, you're a native of this area, Charlestown, and growing up in the shadows of this racetrack, winning this race today, I'd imagine that must be pretty special for you to have that opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Home. Had a lot of friends there. My parents are still there. It's my little sister, Jody, so it's now it'd be exciting. Very exciting.
Will they be here for the race? Are they going to be here for the race today?
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's talk about Sunny Ridge for a minute, because this is a horse that comes into the race in great form, a winner of two stakes races, both of those at Aqueduct. Tell me a little bit about Sunny Ridge and what we can hopefully expect later today.
Well, like what you were saying, we're going to have a muddy track. Is that what you guys are thinking? It's going to be muddy?
Well, it really hasn't rained all that much right now, but they're predicting more rain as the day goes on. So as it gets closer to post time, it could turn that way. They close the track at 9 o'clock, and they're going to probably seal it. So I don't know how that will affect, but it's been great here all week long. The track's been in fantastic shape. They added material to it yesterday, and we'll see what happens this afternoon. But if they get a lot of rain, it'll be, you know, probably firm on the bottom and a little sloppy on the top.
Which I guess if I had my druthers, I'd probably want to run this muddy track. You know, that horse handles it pretty good, at least at Aqueduct he did. I think he's a relatively young horse. He's only four. You know, we're looking at the next 2, 3, 4 years if he stays sound. And trying to bank some money out with him and have some fun. And these numbers are a little bit lacking, you know, as far as like Todd's horse, but he's a grinder. And we're going to give it a college try.
Well, he actually ran a better speed figure on the Brisnet scale. He ran a 106 last time in the Stymie, and the best figure that Stanford has is his last race. When he won at Laurel, he got a 104. So your horse has just developed so nicely over the last few months. I don't know if that's due to Aqueduct or of him just getting better and you doing a great job with him. But I think the inner track configuration, the tighter turns, kind of translates nicely to Charlestown.
Yeah, and he handled Delta well, I thought. He's okay. You know, I'm really looking forward to having him as a 5, 6, 7 year old.
Jason, we talked earlier about this racetrack being unique because it's only 6 furlongs, and you just mentioned the tighter turns. What's the key to getting a horse to run well on a racetrack such as this?
You know, I guess a lot of horses don't handle it. I've ridden as a jockey on both. But I guess if you've got the right horse on the right day, it's makes the trainer and the jockey look good. You know, I mean, I don't know if you should read a lot into it, but I'm sure there is definitely something to it. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, what would a smaller horse, you know, my horse is a big, lanky horse. You wouldn't think he'd handle him, but he does. So I don't know what to read, you know, as far as what kind of horse would handle that or wouldn't.
I liked your comment about Delta, saying that he handled Delta just fine. That was back in 2015 when he ran in the Grade 3 Delta Jackpot. Now, that race was 1/16 as opposed to the 1/8 he'll face later today. But he was second on a muddy racetrack, beaten just a neck by Exaggerator, who, as we know, turned out to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, that was a big race. I think he kind of stamped himself there that he was, you know, was okay horse. And I think the Haskell coming off that layoff, he might have gutted him a little bit, and it took him a couple races to get back. At least that's what I'm hoping. You know, but he sure does handle Aqueduct well. He runs, he kind of takes the track with him. He runs good everywhere. The Parks race, I kind of guess you got to throw it out. Can't know what to make of that.
Well, the Haskell was a very impressive race over a testy track. The track was really in bad shape that day. And I know it's Mr. Drazen's home track, Monmouth Park, but he ran a big race behind Exaggerator and American Freedom that day, and those are two quality horses. I think that race kind of stamped him as a quality horse himself, and he sure proved it this winter.
Yeah, but he hadn't run in a while, and he kind of laid it all out, and I think he might have knocked him out a little bit. But he seems to be back, and he shipped good, so we're on go.
Talking with trainer Jason Service here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jason, a native of Charlestown, so this race, his home track and his home race, really, it would mean an awful lot for him to pick up the victory. Jason, do you think about that? I mean, would it be something that if you were to win this race, it would be among maybe some of the more rewarding accomplishments in your career?
Definitely. I've never won a $1 million race. Almost. Delta, but, you know, and being home at Charlestown, what can I say? Be very happy, ecstatic.
We talked earlier about your upbringing and being raised around the racetrack, your dad, of course, being a jockey and then manager of the Jockeys Guild and a state steward here in West Virginia for all those years. And I know your mother would oftentimes, I remember your brother, John, telling me that your mother would take him here to the races and they would sit on the hillside overlooking the track and watch horses break from the 4.5 furlong chute there and for those races. How about you? What are some of your memories of going to the races here at Charlestown with your family?
That was always fun. In the evening, we go and go behind the gate with my mom and watch the horses break and watch them come around the turn and hear the jockeys. And my brother and I, you know, we always hustled, walked hots, or somebody needed to move hay or straw. We always worked. Back then, you know, really wasn't licenses and stuff, you know, you could always get kind of something to do. So we were always on the track from when I can remember doing stuff. So it's in our blood. I mean, God, doing a long time.
Did your parents encourage you to pursue this career path and get involved in horse racing?
I don't think so. My dad made me graduate high school, which I was tall for a jockey, so I guess I had to wait, which I got bigger, so I didn't get to have a long career. So I think they tried to steer us away from it, but there was no chance.
Yeah, once it gets in your blood, and of course when you're raised around the track and you learn about the sport as a kid, I think it sticks with you for life.
Yeah, and being a young kid and having a couple of dollars in your pocket because you're hustling before you go to school was, you know, always, because everybody's trying to scrape up money for lunch at 35 cents, and we always had a couple of dollars in our pocket, so that wasn't bad either.
That's cool.
Well, Jason, you mentioned Stanford, and he's the likely favorite in this afternoon's race. Size up the rest of the competition for me. Where do you see this renewal of the Charlestown Classic in terms of the quality of the field and the competition you're going to have to defeat later today?
Well, it sounds like Luke Stable, I guess they're going to give that horse some company on the lead. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I know you guys talked to him, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, which probably would be good for us. I'm not going to tell Manny too much, you know, thinking like something like that, maybe let him settle in somewhere and hopefully they'll go quick early. That'd be great.
Jason, I'm supposed to tell you that Mike Campbell from the New Jersey Breeders Association says hello, and that's appropriate because Sonny Ridge is a New Jersey bred. And you think about the role that New Jersey breds have been on lately with Irish War Cry winning the Wood and now Sonny Ridge having so much success and certainly could add to that resume later today in the Charlestown Classic.
First, Mike does a terrific job for the Jersey breeders. And you're right about the Jersey breds. That's really something that they've really kind of come to life. Maybe some politicians are hearing that in New Jersey, and we need help in Jersey. So, but that Green Gatto won the Carter, and Graham's horses, they're all not my horses. So, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a great thing for the state. And I was talking about the beautiful farms in New Jersey. There's not many foals born there every year, but the people that do breed horses, they have beautiful places, and they support the sport a lot. And I spent 2 years with Monmouth being my home track, and I have a definite affection for Monmouth Park and the people that race there, and I want to see it last as long as possible.
Yeah, Monmouth's beautiful. Racing, I felt, was always good there. On the shore, it's just a great meet. Great meet.
Well, Jason, it could be a great day for you as well if you can pull off this win in the Charlestown Classic at your home track. So want to wish you all the best. Can't thank you enough for spending a little time with us here this morning. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It is the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle, so we'll get that to you, and we'll look for you in the winner's circle here at Charlestown later today.
Thanks, guys. You do a great job.